Are you ready to talk Padres baseball?
We've got you covered.
Today, the Padres begin a three-game set at home against the Cubs. And while the team's mandate is clearly to win, our host's mandate is apparently to sound smarter. Jesse Agler with his new word-a-day calendar.
I think it's a great old axiom or cliche, whatever you want to call it. I think there's something to that.
And our other host, Bill Center's apparently been doing some reading.
Quixotic-type Jekyll and Hyde way that the Padres...
Look at you, double literary reference. Right. Well, I like that. You went Don Quixote and Jekyll with Dr. Jekyll
like
and
that,
Mr.
Huh?
Hyde. Yeah.
Now, broadcasting from the AMR studio, it's Padre Social Hour, presented by United Airlines, with your hosts, Jesse Agler and Bill Center.
Is axiom a big word now?
Yes.
It's three syllables.
Right.
Cubs are taking batting practice here at Petco Park, getting ready for the first of three between Chicago and San Diego. Chris Bryant is back in San Diego. You may have heard.
Right.
You may have heard Chris Bryant, who you may have heard attended the University of San Diego, is a member of the Chicago Cubs, and he's returning to Petco Park and returning to San Diego today. So that's a very big deal for a lot of people, including, of course, the head baseball coach at the University of San Diego, Rich Hill, who's going to join us coming up in a few minutes. Also, we're going to visit with Corey Brock, who covers the Padres for MLB.com. And, of course, Bill Center is you're right here.
I'm here. And it's a great day. And also, welcome back to Anthony Rizzo.
Well, yeah, that too.
Right.
That too. So Anthony Rizzo, the former Padre, returns. Chris Bryant was meeting with the media in the Cub dugout a little while ago, and he said the last time he was at Petco Park was the Grinky Quinton brawl. That night, he was up in the upper deck for college night.
How about that?
And he was here as a fan, and that was the last time before today he was at Petco Park. So the last time, the Quinton Grinky brawl, today he'll be starting and trying to hit for the Cubs.
I was here that night too.
And a lot of people that were here that are here now, I'm sure, were.
Right, but covering that game and that mess and everything that fallout from it afterwards, that was a lot of fun.
Matt Kemp was here that night as well.
Yes, he was.
Yes, he absolutely
and
was.
Actually got into a confrontation after the game.
That's
with,
right.
It was not a pretty night all the way around.
No, it wasn't. So that was the last time Chris Bryant was here. He is back. We've got a lot of news and notes to get to. So we've got Corey Brock coming up. We've got Rich Hill coming up. But I want to start with the AMR injury report, if you'll indulge me, Bill.
Gotcha.
We'll start with the AMR injury report, and we begin with Will Myers, who was officially placed on the disabled list today. He is eligible to come off on May 26th because this is retroactive to May 11th.
Right.
Speaking of word-a-day calendars, retroactive. One of those words we almost exclusively use when talking about the disabled list, right?
Right.
In your normal day-to-day conversation, if you're not talking about the DL, you're probably not saying retroactive. But we get to say it with the disabled list. So Will Myers officially on the DL today with that left wrist tendonitis.
Right. He tried to take batting practice. It didn't feel well. That's when they made the decision. They waited to the 11th hour that they let him take batting practices, and Bud said it was clear to him that he was not ready to play. So he's cautiously optimistic that he'll be back on the 26th, which is next Monday when they start an interleague series in Anaheim. Great time to have the extra bat, but there's still no guarantee that he's going to be back by then.
No, certainly not. And the corresponding roster move is recalling Corey Mazzoni from AAA El Paso. But he was asked before batting practice today, hey, why not a position player? Why another arm? And he gave a couple of reasons, you know, one of which is our starters aren't going deep enough into games right now for that to be the case.
They need an eighth guy in the bullpen. Their bullpens, even with yesterday's off day, they've used the bullpen up quite a bit.
Yes.
So he decided that we got enough coverage right now. Now, I'm sure that if they get to the American Interleague play, they might bring up a bat if he's still on the disabled list. But right now, they need the arm.
They do. So that's the transaction of the day. Continuing with the AMR injury report here, how about Melvin Upton Jr.? Remember, he came over with Craig Kimbrell in that Braves trade on Easter Sunday, and we have yet to see him, obviously, in a Padre uniform on the field. But he began his rehab assignment yesterday with the Chihuahuas, and so far so good.
Had two hits, and he stole a base. He ran, and he also, from what I understand, he went ran nicely, first to third on a hit, too. So, to me, the fact that he's running, I mean, he's had a couple off years, but if he hits again, no problem. I think the biggest concern with him that the foot is sound and he's running well. that he stole a base and ran the bases well. That's very meaningful to me.
All right, so there you go. Melvin Upton Jr., 2-for-5 in his first rehab game. And we've heard this from Buddy Black. They're treating this rehab assignment essentially like his spring training.
Right.
He did not get spring training because he was injured. And so don't be looking down at your watch, counting the seconds until Melvin Upton Jr. is maybe placed on the 25-man roster. They're going to give this thing some time.
I think it's going to be at least 50 at-bats. Well, Bud said that. And like today, he didn't play. He played a night game. They had a day game today. He took the day off. And it's just like spring training at the start of this. He's not going to play every day. He might pinch hit a day when he's not playing, but it's going to be a process. It's not throw him out there every day. We'll see you at the end of the week.
All right, so there you go. Will Myers and Melvin Upton Jr. Account for most of the AMR injury report on this Tuesday. American Medical Response is the emergency medical team for Petco Park and wants to remind you to stay safe, San Diego. To learn more about AMR, visit amrsandiego.com. AMRSanDiego.com. All right, so the injury report is out of the way. We can get on to the more fun business of the actual baseball. Reminder, too, that the show is interactive. So please, on Twitter, you can use the hashtag PadresSH. That's how you get a hold of us right there. You can also go to Padres.com/social hour to watch the show, listen to the show, and chat live with other fans. Speaking of Twitter, real quick. Ghost of Ray Kroc. He is one of our all-time Twitter correspondents. Right. He's every day he's contributing, it seems like, in some way, shape, or form. Huge Padre fan. He's here today. And a couple of weeks ago, he came here, and he sat in the all-you-can-eat seats at Petco Park.
Yes. When you reminded me, I remember the Twitter exchange.
Yes. So what I did was I challenged him to try and eat a hot dog an inning. He was in the all-you-can-eat seats. He had already paid for as many hot dogs as he could handle, so I challenged him to do it. And so he live-tweeted it, graciously enough. He live-tweeted the attempt at the hot dog per inning. He got almost to 6 hot dogs. Almost. 5-plus we'll give him. You know how like a pitcher goes out there and he doesn't get an out in the inning?
Right.
And you say 5-plus?
Plus innings,
that's
right.
Essentially what he got. 5-plus hot dogs. Nearly 6, he might say. But anyway, I saw him today, and I said, hey, man. Like, how long did it take you to feel normal after eating nearly 6 hot dogs in one sitting? This was like 3 weeks ago. And he says, I want no part of a hot dog.
Right.
Like, he's completely overeating hot dogs right now. We've ruined them for him.
Well, plus he went out and got in trouble with his doctor because the next visit he had gained 10 pounds. So.
Well, I don't know that we need to be sharing that information.
I think so. I think it's all pertinent.
Hey,
yeah, but look,
it's all pertinent.
He's on everybody else. I think he's fair game. Ghost is fair game. By the way.
Yes.
All those bloggers out there, all those people, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll spill the beans on them.
I mean, they might return the favor. You know that, right?
Absolutely.
You have any dirty laundry you don't want out there? Because they're coming for you right now.
There's a lot.
They're coming for Bill's dirty laundry.
Ghost is one of the guys that I really like. I really enjoy following. That I look at all his tweets religiously.
Do you?
Yeah, every single one.
Now, when you say religiously, that means...
When he's got something up there, or when he's got a tweet and he links to something else, I'll go and look at that.
How about that?
Right. So, right. Yeah, Ghost and I, yeah, we have a relationship, so to speak.
I did not know that.
Right.
When you said you read his tweets religiously, I thought maybe you were praying for him. That's what you were going to say.
Oh, but, that too.
Okay,
that too.
That's a different thing altogether.
He's been known to go off in a corner.
Okay. Well, there you go. So
the spirit is with us.
I am very sorry, Ghost, that we've ruined hot dogs for you. I hope that someday soon you'll be able to enjoy a Frankfurter again. And my apologies also to your doctor. All right. I mean, it's bad. I feel badly about that.
You don't feel bad at all. Come on.
I feel bad that he doesn't like hot dogs anymore because I love hot dogs. So I feel badly that he can no longer enjoy them, especially at the ballpark. What's better than a hot dog at a ball game?
I'm not going to let anything out of the bag here, but having seen Ghost several times in person, not just the spirit, I still think he likes hot dogs.
All right, I guess we'll have to see. All right, so I mentioned to the Twitter and how to get a hold of us. We said Rich Hill is coming, the USD head baseball coach. Corey Brock from MLB.com is coming. But we're also going to dust off, I believe, Bill the Magnificent.
Oh, great.
And Bill the Magnificent is when Bill transforms himself, speaking of dirty laundry, from a serious sports writer wearing a sport coat to a fortune teller in a funny hat. And so if you have questions that you would like Bill the Magnificent to try and answer, tweet them at us. Use the hashtag PadresSH, and we'll collect a bunch of good fortune-telling type of questions. We'll pass them along to Bill, and people who want their baseball fortunes told will be able to question Bill the Magnificent. So we'll do that in a little bit. When we come back, though, the head baseball coach at the University of San Diego, Rich Hill, is going to join us to talk about Chris Bryant, who will be playing for the Chicago Cubs tonight here at Petco Park. Next Saturday's Baseball Night in San Diego giveaway features a Matt Kemp Padres replica jersey presented by Petco. It is free for every fan in attendance, so get your tickets for the May 30th game against the Buccos at Padres.com and walk away with your very own Matt Kemp camo jersey. That's all coming up May 30th for the game against the Pirates. That is not Chris Bryant taking batting practice, although I'm sure he is participating. We'll take a break, and when we come back, his head coach at the University of San Diego, Rich Hill, will join us. This is Padres Social Hour presented by United Airlines.
We're back to the AMR studio located in the Western Metal Supply Company building. It's more of Padres Social Hour.
Welcome back. Padres Social Hour presented by United Airlines with Bill Center. I'm Jesse Agler, and we're very happy to welcome in the head baseball coach at the University of San Diego, Rich Hill. Chris Bryant in the starting lineup for the Cubs tonight, and I guess I shouldn't be surprised.
Is he batting leadoff?
To check this out. You know, we haven't pulled up the Cubs lineup yet, but you could put him anywhere and he'd be fine.
You're right.
I'm not too worried about that. But, hey, before we get to Chris Bryant, congratulations to you named today as the West Coast Conference Coach of the Year. Not only that, Bill, we're going to embarrass him a little bit here. West Coast Conference Coach of the Year named today. He's got the Conference Player of the Year, the Conference Pitcher of the Year, the Conference Freshman of the Year, and 8 All-Conference players. Congrats on all of that.
And appreciate one of that. The most beautiful little ballparks in all of college baseball.
You better believe it.
The
you
way it's tucked it. Into the side of the hills, and it just blends into the everything. And I love the USD campus, the way everything just sort of blends together. And it's a different look than you get from any other college campus in the country.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And thank you, you know, for those compliments, you know, and the players, you know, always make the coach of the year. But, man, you know, this is like a proud papa day for me. And to have our shortstop, Kyle Holder, local boy, who's expected to be kind of a late first-round kind of guy, be the player of the year, and David Hill, another late first-round kind of guy, be the pitcher of the year, and Bryson, who's got just an unbelievable future as a freshman of the year. It's pretty amazing. You know, we've had the WCC player of the year the last 3 years, Chris starting off the deal, Connor Joe, first-rounder with the Pirates, who's in their organization, and this year with Kyle. And, Bill, hey, man, you're right. That the campus is special. And, you know, Ron Fowler and Kai Snyder, you know, really, you know, put this thing together and built the most gorgeous ballpark, you know, for sure on the West Coast and, you know, across the country. It's top 10. It's just, it really is kind of a surreal place.
I would just like to say, if you haven't had a chance to see a baseball game at USD, mm-hmm. go out there, because the seating is different than any other ballpark you're ever going to be in. It's a little bit steep, mm-hmm. but, I mean, you can be in the worst seat and you feel like you're right on top of the field.
Yeah, you're right. That's how we designed it. You know, we had a great architecture group, you know, out of Kansas City, and we wanted to get that feel, you know, of a bowl. But, I mean, it goes straight up, and we wanted the fans to feel like they are right on the field. And believe me, you know, they are right
on the field.
They are right there. You know, one of the things when they designed it is when you walk into the ballpark, you wanted to get that feel like, man, if you fell over, you'd fall right on the home plate. And you're right. It is a special architectural design and one that we're extremely proud of.
Rich Hill is here, the head baseball coach at USD. Let's talk about Chris Bryant for a moment. He's here. He said for the first time since the Grinky Quinton brawl, he was here as a fan that night. A little bit different situation for him, obviously, today. Obviously, when you're recruiting him, you know he's a special player, I'm sure, going back to high school. But how quickly after getting your hands on him at USD did you realize, like, oh, wow, this isn't just a special player. This has the potential, I guess, to be a very, very special player.
Yeah, I think, you know, I can remember Jay Johnson, who was our assistant at the time and now the head coach at Nevada, coming into the office and saying, hey, coach, you know, I'm going to spend all of my time with this guy. This really has a chance, you know, to go through the roof. You know, I think Jay saw that right away, and he was the freshman, you know, All-American, player of the year as a freshman. Stole 18 bases, hit home runs, you know, kind of did everything. So we knew right then, you know, that it was, hey, we did have something special, but there was still some swing and miss. There was some chase. Defensively, he needed to get better. He went to the Cape, Team USA. But by his junior year, I mean, that's when you could really see it explode. He really didn't have any holes. He could really get to the inside pitch. He drew 66 walks and still hit 31 homers in a dead ball era.
Yeah.
And that's when you knew this thing was, you know, potential, you know, all-star Hall of Fame kind of guy.
You know, there's still some swing and miss to his game. But, yeah. I mean, it's amazing because he has that at the same time. His average on balls put into play is huge. And he draws a lot of walks. I mean, this is a very unusual ball player.
Yeah, it's a hybrid. You know, I mean, he really is. I mean, this is a guy that can steal bases. I mean, he can go first to third in a center fielder's face. He can go first to home on a double. Underway, he's as good a runner as there is, I think, in the major leagues. I think he's a premium defender, even at 6'5", at third base, Bill. And you're right, the swing and miss is in there. But at the same time, he lays off, you know, those borderline pitches and can draw a ton of walks. He's got a great on-base percentage, and he has a chance to really be special. You know, I want to get out there and see Joe Maddon because we batted him leadoff, you know, at USD.
Right.
You know, and now Joe Madden's batting him second, and I know it's crossed his mind.
Because
that on-base percentage, and people just don't pitch to him.
Right, because yeah. Joe Maddon sees the lineup yeah. not as – a line, but as a circle.
Yeah.
And he's more interested in – I know I listened to Maddon talk one time about his philosophy on the lineup that
yeah.
you want your best hitters getting up most yeah. often no
right.
matter what.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why he's two.
I look forward to the day when Chris bats leadoff. At some point, even big league pitchers aren't going to pitch to him. And that's happening now.
Right.
I mean, they're pitching him like he is a 10-year veteran all-star kind of guy. And I think he's, you know, in a leadoff hole, two hole, especially if he's in front of Rizzo, then he's going to get some pitches to hit.
Well, it's interesting you say that and the way he's being pitched because as a guy that's been in it now at the major league level for like a month,
yeah.
the patience is still extraordinary. He leads baseball, seeing 4.4 pitches per at-bat.
Right.
More than anybody else in the majors being pitched to very carefully, very selectively. And as we saw in the first game at Wrigley against James Shields, a lot of breaking balls. You know, they're not just trying to lay one out there. What was it like for you, Rich Hill, watching that game? Did you go to Chicago? Were you watching on TV? Yeah, I guess you're busy with your job. But, yeah, what are you thinking as you're watching that?
You know what? It was one of those days. It was a day game. I knew Chris was, you know, going to be at Wrigley. I texted him. Get a good night's sleep. That didn't happen. You know, I think get a good meal. That didn't happen. And pressure is a choice. And, you know, I stayed home with my wife, Lori, and we were just, you know, in our family room just watching them. And it was, you know, just a special feeling. I get goosebumps now thinking about it. You know, everybody in Wrigley Field just standing ovation, camera phones out, you know. And this guy was a freshman in my office, you know, it seemed like yesterday. And, you know what, Jesse, for me and all of us in higher education, that is the reward, you know. And to be here today and to see his dad, Mike and Susie, and have Chris come over yesterday to campus, I mean, that's what we do this thing for.
You know, Bud Black was
yeah.
talking today about the thing that one of the things that surprises him about Chris is that how comfortable he looks on a major league mm-hmm. field after only – like he said, like Bud said, we saw him the first day he was there, and he looked comfortable. And he says, you look film at him, and he just looks comfortable in the job. Are you surprised at all?
Not at all. You know, and I think that has a lot to do with his parents. You know, Mike and Susie are just awesome people. Chris is a very humble, very balanced young person, you know, and not too much, you know, gets to him. You know, he really doesn't – you won't see him arguing with umpires. You won't see his temper, you know, get out of control. I've seen him get red in the face, you know,
right.
a few times in our drills and stuff, you know. But he's just very grounded, you know, and a very balanced young man. And I think he's also very confident. And that's a word Joe Maddon has used about Chris a lot, is just a very confident person in his own abilities. And but I think it just goes back to his parents just raising him right and just, you know, being a good kid. The character thing with Chris is off the chart. I mean, he is such a good kid.
Very nice. Rich Hill's been the head baseball coach at USD since 1999. He is the coach of the year this year. He's got 8 all-conference players. He's got the player of the year, the pitcher of the year, and the freshman of the year. They're keeping it rolling pretty good at USD. Coach, really appreciate you stopping by, spending a few minutes with us.
This is awesome, Jesse. Thank you for having me. Bill, great pleasure to meet you too,
right,
sir.
Right after the when you win that NCAA title.
Yep.
Come on back.
I would love to be back.
There you go. That sounds like a good deal.
I'd love to be back here.
Yeah. From Omaha to Petco, what could be
better?
Let's do it. All right, Rich Hill, appreciate it. Awesome. Nice to meet you.
Thank you.
Hey, guys, it's time to start voting for your Padres All-Stars via the 2015 Esurance MLB All-Star Game Ballot. You can vote up to 35 times for your Padres at Padres.com/vote. So many Padres are All-Star Game worthy, so vote for your favorites today. We'll take a break, come back, get to some Twitter questions. Corey Brock will join us after that. Padres Social Hour live from the AMR studio at Petco Park.
We're back to the show that gives you everything San Diego Padres. It's Padres Social Hour, presented by United Airlines.
Welcome back to the AMR studio at Petco Park with Bill Center. I'm Jesse Agler. Thanks to the USD head baseball coach, Rich Hill, for stopping by. Good dude.
He has a great, he's got one of those programs now that just year after year after year reproduces and just keeps going.
They don't rebuild, they reload.
Right, they reload. Yeah. It's a great program. And like I said, maybe one of the greatest spots in the country to see a almost got one in here. If the door had been open.
Batting practice just hit up against our window here in the down-the-line suite. Got some fans out there. He's got a souvenir. Got to keep your head on a swivel out here, Bill.
Right.
One day that glass is going to break, I think, too. Like, one day it's just going to smash.
No.
Bang, boom.
No. I think that's...
And Blooper is going to really freak out. It's going to be
ugly. He freaked out the one time the ball came through the door.
Well, we've had a few, they come through the door, and it's like a gunshot. It's that loud. It can be a little bit frustrating. All right, we mentioned you can use Twitter to join us using the hashtag PadresSH. Let's check in on the tweets and see what people are saying here on this Tuesday as we get ready for the first game of 3 against the Cubby Bears. Corey Brock says he'll be making his first appearance of the year down on the couch coming up in about 15 minutes. I like that. Corey Brock pre-promoting his appearance, and that is true. Corey Brock, who covers the Padres for MLB.com, is on his way. What else is on Twitter? Ghost of Ray Kroc, we mentioned him earlier. He says, my back is making its Padres SH debut tonight. Corrupted, click bloggers, bought off. He is all of those things. We have bought him off. And, in fact, he now works for the marketing department for the Padres. Not even in our department. He works in the marketing department. He's selling tickets downstairs, trying to convince people to be season ticket members here with the Padres. Ghost of Ray Kroc is no longer a fan or an independent tweeter or blogger. He is on the payroll officially. We're paying him in hot dogs, but he's on the payroll.
And well, that could bankrupt the club.
Oh, how? Why you got to be mean to the guy? Are you taking shots?
Because he's the ghost.
You guys have that dynamic?
Yeah.
You're comfortable with that sort of relationship?
And I think the ghost is too, right? Yeah.
Kind of got a shrug there.
Yeah, I know.
All right. Well, as long as he's okay with it. Gabriel is up next. He has a question for Ghost of Ray Kroc, now that Ghost works here. He wants to know if you want to grab some hot dogs, Ghost. That was his question from Gabriel. Do you have any interest, sir, in grabbing some hot dogs with Gabriel? No, he's shaking his head no.
I'm not buying it.
All right, no hot dogs today.
I'm not buying it.
We said a little while ago, retroactive. Remember, that's one of those words we really only use when discussing the disabled list. Joe had a good observation. He says another DL phrase, cautiously optimistic. That's true.
Right.
Very, very commonly paired with the disabled list.
Right.
And we are about Will Myers, according to Buddy Black, cautiously optimistic.
Right. Now, Buddy was also on Sunday cautiously optimistic that he'd be ready to play today. So there are no guarantees with cautiously optimistic.
That's where the cautiously part
comes in. And I'll tell you that this is the same type of injury he had last year that bothered him for quite a while. And I'm hoping that this is just tendonitis. It's going to clear up. But, yes, cautiously optimistic for next Monday.
Emphasis on cautious. Is that what you're saying?
Right.
Okay. No, that's fair enough. Bill, I've got a question for you. I know you were a student not only of baseball, but a student of history. You know many things about many subjects. You're a big World War II buff.
Right.
So it's hard for me to slip something by you. But I am curious if you are familiar with Victoria Day.
Is that in Australia?
Canada.
Canada.
You're on the right track.
All right.
One of those former colonial.
I can't remember what the day is. there's a big day in Australia that they celebrate every year, too.
Unrelated to this.
Okay.
But there might be a Victoria Day in Australia also, to be honest. But Victoria Day in Canada was yesterday. It's the final Monday before Queen Victoria's birthday. Queen Victoria, I believe, and don't quote me on this, colonized Canada for Great Britain, for the United Kingdom, whatever. So yesterday, Victoria Day, and sort of like how there's a lot of day games on our holidays here in the United States, the Blue Jays, first game of their series against the Angels, played a day game yesterday in Toronto because it was Victoria Day. It's a national holiday. People are off work. The kids don't have to go to school, all that kind of stuff. So yesterday was Victoria Day, which meant it was a very rare first game of the series Monday day game.
Right.
That can throw you off, right?
Right.
You know who else it threw off? Matt Joyce of the Angels. He showed up for batting practice, and the game was, like, about to start.
Right.
He was totally thrown off by the whole thing. So Matt Joyce was scratched from the lineup because he thought it was a night game, and he showed up for the day game. This is a guy, first year with the team, he's hitting 143.
And he doesn't show up on time. I would have been sleeping there.
That's a tough break.
Right.
That's a tough break for Matt Joyce. To his credit, he took full responsibility for the situation. Quote, "It's a mistake that should never happen. I feel terrible about it. It won't happen again." So he didn't try to hide behind anything. He admitted that he messed up. He took responsibility. But boy, Queen Victoria got Matt Joyce, and she got him good.
Okay. Hey, okay, I got one for you then.
Okay.
You know what Boxing Day is?
Yes, it's the day after Christmas.
How about that? All right. I thought I'd run one right past you there.
It's hard to do that.
I didn't know Boxing Day was big in South Florida.
It isn't, but in England and in Canada and I imagine Australia, sure.
Right.
Probably in the British Virgin Islands, though I don't know. Do you know what the whole point is? Not boxing like Evander
Holyfield. No. It's
the leftover gifts from Christmas.
Go to the,
it's for charitable concerns.
Right.
They box them up.
Right.
Rebox the gifts, and they give them to people less fortunate.
Right.
I think it's a lovely day, Boxing Day.
It is a great day, and it's almost as big in Australia. It's almost as big as Christmas.
That's very nice. Do they box up the kangaroos?
Which, by the way, in Australia, Christmas falls in the middle of summer. They have some of the worst-looking Christmas trees you'd ever want to see.
I would imagine so. I never
really
thought of that,
pitiful.
But it makes all the sense in the world.
Right. Huh. It's like Charlie Brown's Christmas tree is like twice as good as most Australian Christmas trees.
Have you gone down under, Bill? Have you been to Australia?
I have been to Australia.
Very nice. I've heard spectacular things.
Spent 4 months there 1 year.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good for you.
For the 1986-87 America's Cup.
Right. Yeah. You and Dennis Connor just hanging out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Drinking
yeah.
Fosters.
Right. Yeah, hanging out, right.
Eating blooming onions.
Right.
Yeah, because that's Australia, right?
Right.
Hanging out with koala bears.
Right there in the Swan River.
Awesome. All right, we'll take a break when we come back. Corey Brock is going to join us. Corey is going to, for the first time this year, take his rightful place on the Cholula hot seat. He is going to be on the Cholula hot seat. He is going to answer all of our questions, and we're not going to let him escape the Cholula hot seat.
Can we pound on him?
You can do whatever you like.
All right.
Absolutely. As your hometown pet retailer, Petco is proud to partner with the Padres in Petco Park. Thank you, San Diego, for sharing in our passion for pets and baseball. Petco, the power of together. We'll take a break when we come back. Corey Brock of MLB.com will be on the Cholula hot seat. You don't want to miss it.
Welcome back to the AMR studio. Live inside Petco Park, this is Padres Social Hour.
Welcome back to Padres Social Hour, presented by United Airlines with Bill Center. I'm Jesse Agler. Corey Brock, MLB.com, is going to join us now. He is on the Cholula hot seat. Activate it. There it is. Corey has been on the Cholula hotline this season, but this is your first time down here on the set. That is a grave oversight on Blooper's part, and I want to apologize for the fact that we have not yet had you down here yet this season. I on behalf of Seth, I apologize.
Yeah, he has a lot of ground to make up for this grave error, so I don't know what you have in mind, Jesse.
The most grave. Yeah. I think we're going to make him eat a hot dog an inning. I think that's pretty much what we've learned is as good a punishment as anything. I think that's kind of the idea. Hey, Will Myers, placed on the disabled list today. How concerned are we? We were tossing around the phrase cautiously optimistic earlier. That's what Buddy Black said. But anytime a guy goes on the disabled list, there is concern.
Absolutely, and it comes in such an area, in the wrist area there, where he has had some pre-existing conditions where he jammed that left wrist 4 games into the season last year and tried to play through it. Now, he ended up going on the disabled list because of an injury to his right wrist, but he even said, we just talked to him in the dugout, that this is something that he tried to play through last year. He kind of learned his lesson that it's better to step back now in mid-May, really let this thing rest. He's not going to do anything for several days other than get treatment on the wrist and just try and take a more pragmatic and realistic approach to this with thinking that, hey, you know, if you shut him down for a few days now, maybe you could buy yourself some more time later in the year and this won't come up again.
Do you think he'll be back Monday?
No. I don't know. I just seem to think that this may take a little bit longer, and the longer it stretches out, he may need to get a few minor league at-bats just to get him current and get him fresh again. I think this could extend past the 15 days. That's just my own read.
I got you. Okay, so we were talking upstairs earlier.
Yeah. Bill is just chomping at the bit for this question.
This, okay.
Oh, my goodness.
We were talking.
This is when the Cholula hot seat gets
right.
Hottest.
Yeah. So. It's warm.
Who's back first? We got Melvin Upton Jr. just started a rehab in El Paso. We've got Johnson. We've got Myers. We've got Brandon Morrow. We got Yonder Alonso, all on the disabled list. Who's back first in your book?
You listed like 20 guys, Bill. Am I supposed to rank those?
No. Just pick
no,
one.
No. I mean, I think realistically, of the main guys we're talking about, I still think it could be Myers. I think Upton, they'll push him. He's played in two games. 2 days, has at least another 18 left. I think he's going to need every one of those to get plenty of at-bats, get him current. Then you can kind of push that decision a little bit further. So I seem to think Myers, still no real timeline on Alonso. It seems kind of mysterious as to when he'll be back. But Buddy did say that when he kind of does turn that corner, it could happen fast. But it will mean some minor league time as well.
I agree with you. I think we agree on the Alonso thing. The talk is all pretty positive, but then they say, well, he's not even starting baseball activity yet. And it's like there's going to be a time after that we're going to be well past the time, the 15 days by the time he's ready.
Yeah, and he will have missed so much time then that, yeah, he's going to need at least, you know, 3, 4, 5 games. Who knows what that is in the minor leagues to get current. Yeah, the kind of the key term when you're hearing all this, when we're talking about it, when we're writing it, when you guys mention it here on Padres Social Hour is if he's not starting baseball activities yet, that means he's nowhere near close to coming back.
Yeah.
Because that's really just the first step in the entire process.
Corey, so which Brock. Pitcher do we see? I'm sorry.
No, please, go ahead.
Which pitcher do we see first? Do we see Brandon Morrow back or do we see Josh Johnson?
I still think Morrow because Johnson will need time in the minor leagues to build up his stamina, his endurance. They still view him as a starter.
Right.
Even if Morrow needs another week on the disabled list and then a week beyond that, just spitballing here, that would put him back in, 2 or 3 weeks. So I still think Morrow has the edge on returning to the rotation sooner than later.
But he's going to need at least 2 rehab starts, too, I would imagine.
Right. But, that could be 10 days. So, if you tack on another week, then 10 days of that, that's, close to a little less than 3 weeks.
I was told there would not be math, Bill.
Okay,
now you're making people do addition, and that's where I draw the line.
We're in the days.
Corey is on Twitter, of course, at Follow the Padres. He is on the Cholula hot seat. The decision to call up Corey Mazzoni today, with Myers being put on the disabled list, Buddy Black gave a couple of different reasons for that, but not necessarily like the straightforward thing to do, replacing a position player with another relief pitcher.
Yeah, and I think this can sort of change as we move into the week here, depending on their needs and depending on how deep these starters work into games. I think even with the off day, normally with an off day, it gives you a chance to get all your relievers kind of current, get them up to speed in terms of rest and all that. But I think they felt like they needed a little bit more reinforcement out of the bullpen. So you bring up Mazzoni for the second time this year. And, as we've seen happen, Jesse, when they bring up these players for the first time from the minor leagues, sometimes that adjustment's pretty rough at first. But each time, the smart ones and the good ones tend to make adjustments and end up being a little bit better each time they come back. So, so we'll get a chance to see Corey Mazzoni. But, I wouldn't rule out the possibility of seeing a position player from El Paso at some point.
Do you think before the before they get to Anaheim?
That's possible, yeah. What is that? That's Monday.
Monday.
Yeah. I think that could happen.
That certainly could change some things when you go to the American League ballpark. You've got the DH, and you can make a roster move to sort of go along with that. I mentioned that Corey is on Twitter, at Follow the Padres, and I imagine one of the questions most asked to you over the last several weeks, I know it's one that we get regularly, is some version of what's up with the starting pitching. It's not what it was last year. That's an understatement. Here we are, start of the rotation again tonight with Shields going, and so we're all saying, hey, let this be the start of a good cycle through the Padre rotation. But what have you seen, you know, from this group, and what do you make of the fact that the Padres starters are sort of what they are at this point this year?
Yeah, it's a little bit stunning, and, you know, I don't completely buy into the narrative that, you know, Padre pitching was completely awesome last year, for lack of a better term. It's always been pretty good. You know, and the rotation was pretty good, very, you know, bordering on very good at times. So, you know, what I think we're seeing is, you know, some basic fundamental pitching principles not really executed here. And some of the real basic stuff, you know, like not getting ahead in the count, elevating too many balls in the strike zone, you know, you end up working from behind a little bit, which sort of feeds into the pitcher. So, yeah, it's surprising. And the number of home runs, that's surprising too. But, you know, here's the other thing in terms of a glass half full way to look at things, Jesse, is, you know, if you're the Padres and you're also looking at the, let's say, the Brewers, who have lead baseball with, 55 home runs allowed. The Padres have allowed 54, I believe. You know, they're probably looking at their rotation trying to decide, do we have the right mix of guys here? Well, I think the Padres feel, to a man, they have the right guys in that clubhouse in terms of the starting pitchers and in the relievers to some extent, but definitely with the starters. These are their guys. You know, this is who they've hitched their wagon to. These guys have shown it over time that they could be successful big league pitchers. I think they feel like this trend is going to turn.
You know, I noticed, I was looking at my charts here a couple days ago. They haven't gone through one turn of the rotation yet this season where everybody's had a good start. I mean, that either...
Your charts, that sounded very official.
Right, well, I keep dumb charts.
Yeah, you should see them.
Yeah, they are extremely weird. But they have not had one turn of the rotation where somebody hasn't had a game where they've given up 5-6 runs. And that last year, they didn't have that.
Yeah, that was really the one thing keeping them afloat last year was their pitching. Yeah. And they couldn't score any runs at all. So, you know, again I just, you know, this isn't regression. This isn't all these guys have suddenly lost their minds and can't figure out how to pitch, nor can they execute. These guys are better than that, and I believe that will show – you know, as we move forward here.
That's certainly the hope and the expectation, too, to be fair. I mean, it doesn't make any sense that it would be any other way. Corey Brock, excellent as always, at Follow the Padres on Twitter. He is on the Cholula hot seat. He didn't burn up, man. He was ice cold. No problems for Corey Brock.
We don't
Block.
Hit that ejection button then?
No, we don't need to do that to him. No, absolutely.
Maybe next time.
All right, thanks a lot, Corey. Appreciate it. Good stuff on the Cholula hot seat. Cholula is the flavorful hot sauce with the iconic wooden cap. For a punch of delicious jalapeno and poblano, check out the new green pepper sauce flavor today. All the flavors, all of them delicious. Green pepper sauce, what we're talking about today. We'll take a break. When we come back, more of the Twitter questions and comments. Use the hashtag PadresSH. This is Padres Social Hour, presented by United.
You want some Padres talk?
We've got that.
Padres Social Hour returns now, presented by United Airlines.
Welcome back to the AMR studio at Petco Park with Bill Center. I'm Jesse Agler. Thanks to Corey Brock of MLB.com for stopping by. Also, thanks to Rich Hill, head baseball coach at USD.
Two super guests today.
Two good dudes, man.
Right.
Two good dudes.
I love talking. Corey and I sit right front. Behind each other, whatever. How
you're
you
in front of
right.
Corey. In
I'm
the press
in front
box.
Of Corey in
as
the press
one of the
box.
More senior members of the Baseball Writers
as
Association
the
of America.
Member right here.
You've got the great seat.
Right.
You're front and center.
Well, and Corey doesn't want to get hit by a foul ball.
You
so.
Nearly did a couple of weeks
right.
ago.
So Corey is actually smarter.
Cat-like reflexes from Bill Center.
Right. I ducked.
I'm not being sarcastic.
Right.
That thing came in hot.
Right.
Who hit it? Do anybody remember?
No, I don't remember who hit it.
But it came in hot.
Right.
You got out of the way, and the ball left a hole in the wall behind
right.
you. It's still there, the hole.
Yes, it will be.
I'm going to come in with some spackle.
Is that right?
Yeah, I'll spackle it.
But Corey and I have this ongoing. We just run things past each other.
Is that how you patch a wall with spackle?
Right.
You can
do
that? Okay, good.
You did well there. You never punched a wall and then had to fix it?
No comment.
You've punched a wall.
Who hasn't?
Right. I punched a window. That's not very smart.
No, that's a far less intelligent thing
you know,
to do.
You know, when I was a kid, I punched a window, and it's like right when you get your hand through, you realize, well, this was a
now
big
what?
Mistake.
Right.
How do I get it back out?
Yeah. Now what?
Right.
You basically have to knock the whole thing out, right? You got to get kill all the glass.
Is
basically,
that what you do? Because I just sort of pulled it back.
I wouldn't have messed with that.
It wasn't a good idea at the time.
I'm so glad we're talking about this. Let's get to some Twitter questions.
Gotcha.
The hashtag, as always, is PadresSH. And Bill wants to know if AJ Preller should go get Tulo or add another pitcher or none of the above. He is assuming that Troy Tulowitzki will be traded by the Colorado Rockies, which is probably a relatively safe assumption at this point. Whether he would be traded within the division, maybe a little bit more difficult. The price tag would be high, both financially, taking on the contract, and with what you'd have to give up, because when healthy, he's one of the best players in all of baseball. All right, so what do you make of all of this?
I don't think the Padres go after Tulowitzki. Well, they may go after him, but I think the asking price is beyond what they now have left in the minor leagues. And two, the Rockies at this point aren't going to want – I mean, you might want to trade him a major leaguer for a major leaguer, but the Rockies want prospects more than – they want controllable players more than major league talent already there. So, no, I don't think there's a match. I don't think they get him.
So you're shooting Bill down.
Right.
Not yourself.
Right.
Bill
now,
on Twitter.
On a
Bill
pitcher,
yeah.
On the pitching side, I think that they might be interested in somebody out there. I'm not sure who it would be, but – Kennedy's struggling, Despaigne's struggling, Morrow and Johnson are big question marks. Mm-hmm. So they may, if they get a little run going here, they may take a look at another pitcher.
All right, there you go. Speaking of infielders, Jose on Twitter has a question about infielders. He brings up the recently demoted Gene Segura of the Milwaukee Brewers. He's an interesting guy, right? He wants to know what we think about Gene Segura. He's hitting like nothing.
Right.
Nothing. But he has hit 300 in his life as a major leaguer. Middle infielder that can hit 300, you've got my attention. But just a miserable start offensively this year for Segura. He got demoted to Triple-A. What do you think of his name?
And he looked terrible. It was not like he was hitting line drives and making good plays. He looked terrible. Segura's an interesting proposition. Right now, though, Amarista struggling too with the bat, and everything is he's uppercutting quite a bit. I'm not sure what you do right now at shortstop. I do think you need better play at shortstop, and there's really nobody in this organization that can play there. And I know Solarte is a name that comes up. Well, he's a great third. He's a good third baseman, a good second baseman. He can play first. He cannot play short.
Yeah, no, I think that's established at this point.
Right, but we keep hearing it.
Yes, we do, but we continue to say those same things.
Right.
Although, who knows? You never. At some point, they might give it another shot. But
you know, a guy who's played shortstop before that not recently, not a lot, but it's Middlebrooks.
Yes, yes, he has. So. All right. Well, another name to keep in mind. All right. One final question. This one comes from the chat at padres.com/social hour. It is from the user Deja Vu, which should give you a sense of where this is going.
Where are we going?
So, Jesse, is there any reason to be concerned about this team? Hashtag feeling deja vu. Hashtag same snake bit Padres.
Well, this team is so much better offensively than the last couple of years that I think they're going to score runs, and I think the pitching is going to be better. If it's not better, I'm going to be stunned, and Bud said the same thing. So I do think that this club will have a better record than what it's playing right now.
That sounds good to me. I'm going to jump on board with that and agree with you. Hang in there, Deja Vu. Look, they're a game under 500.
Right.
I think you'd prefer to be 5 over or 3 over or 1 over for that matter. But being 1 under is not the end of the world
at this point. Right.
And, keep checking those standings, and they got to get on a roll. There's no doubt about it.
Right.
And tonight sounds like the right night to get it started. Shields, 3 games at home. Let's go through that rotation effectively and get on a
little bit
of a roll.
2 years ago, the Dodgers were in last place and almost talking about firing Don Mattingly at this point of the season.
And then they went on and did some good things. Yes, that's a good point. All right, Party in the Park presented by Southwest Airlines is back next Friday night as the Padres take on the Pittsburgh Pirates. All I know is that parrot better not show his face. Get ready for San Diego's biggest happy hour. The party starts at 5 and features live entertainment and $5 food and drinks. Get your tickets at the box office or at padres.com/party. $5 food and drinks, padres.com/party. Padres and Pirates partying. A lot of peas. Take a break, come back, wrap up social hour right after this.
Parrot.
from start to finish. It's the best 60 minutes of Padres talk you'll find anywhere. Now, from the AMR studio, it's more of Padres Social Hour.
Wrapping up Padres Social Hour Tuesday. Bill is here tomorrow. Randy Jones, is that right? Did I read that correctly on your sheet? Wow. The 1976 Cy Young Award winner of the National League will be here tomorrow, Randy Jones. That'll be game two of this series. Tonight, it's James Shields. It's Jason Hammel. You mentioned the Dodgers in passing a couple of moments ago. This morning, some news about the Dodgers. Their star left-handed starting pitcher, Hyun-Jin Ryu, will have season-ending shoulder surgery. And so Ryu will miss the entire season. And there you go. I leave you with that, presented without further comment. Obviously, bad news for the Dodgers. Nice job, Bill. Thanks to Rich Hill for stopping by. Thanks to Corey Brock for stopping by. Happy Victoria Day, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
And goodbye to the ghost.
Yes, goodbye, ghost. Have a hot dog.